Hi,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. I know I didn't do a show last month, but the reason why was because I was going through some stuff, and oddly enough, this would have been the topic. Maybe it's cosmic. Anyway, tonight's episode will be about moments. They really do pass. I don't know if any of my listeners have ever heard of the U2 song from 2001, Stuck in a Moment. Yeah, that's going to be on the soundtrack to my life, but that's the case. You have good moments, you have bad moments. And it's like, I'm stuck in this moment and it sucks and it hurts and get me out of this, please, please, please. Is this cosmic justice for every horrible thing I've thought? And that's basically the song. And at the end of it, Bono says, it will pass. And it's not just because, like, Bono's Bono. And by the way, the song is based off the conversation he wishes, well, according to Wikipedia, it's based off a conversation he wishes he had had with the original lead singer of NXS, who committed suicide. And now, liking a song about a pep talk you should have gave your friend who killed you, not the best thing, but there is a point to it. It will pass. Good, bad moments, they pass. Nobody wants to think about how good moments pass, but everybody knows they do. They balance out the bad and can make you, they balance, they re, that's it, they balance out the bad, but they pass really quickly. And that's the sucky thing, because nobody wants to live with the bad moments. But people wallow in the bad moments. Yeah, nobody likes to hear about that. I had a meditation teacher, and I had one of my meditation teachers. He gave me really good advice. He said, no, it was her. It was a female teacher. Sorry about that. She said, pain is the only, will keep you in the moment. And I like, another thing nobody likes to hear. But it's true. When you're going through stuff, there's a lesson to be learned in that moment. And that's why you're in it. Maybe it's to help you get to another level. Maybe it's to teach you or give you a different perspective. But it forces you to be in it. It's like bad cramps. You know, you're wanting to go to your happy space. It's like, no, you need to be here. Or you're bored, and the next thing you know, you have like a desk fall on your leg. I've had a desk fall on my leg. I was not seriously injured, and in fact, I don't. I was like, okay, I gotta sit here. I might as well work on something, which I did. And I said, I seriously need issues. But you shouldn't really live in the past because it destroys the future. I know it's cliche, and actually living in the past and regret and stuff means you're not a sociopath, but wallowing in it means you're a masochist. It was a TED talk about how you shouldn't regret having regret, and she brought up a point. The speaker brought up a point about how if you don't feel regret, you're a sociopath. Yeah, I've dated one. So, yeah. Anyway, you shouldn't. It happened. You know, is the past, another great thing to come, the past isn't real. And that sounds so crazy to say, but it's no longer real. The feelings are subjective and individual. Well, you know, they're sort of redundant, but they're individual, but if that moment's gone, it's in your memory. And if you didn't take a picture of that moment, or any picture of every part of your life, is no longer there. The lesson may be there. The lesson is why you went through it. But that's the only part of it that moment you're supposed to keep. But it's really hard to, like, filter away from the lesson. And by not doing it, you sort of kind of keep on repeating the film, and it sort of washes over a new moment. I'm wondering, did any of my listeners have a VCR? Perfect analogy, and there's a reason, because I may have young listeners who are like, what is a VCR? But you remember when you had a VCR and you would tape over stuff, right? You didn't want to buy a new tape, and you were recording something, and when you recorded over it, it made it gone. So that's what you're doing to the future when you're living in the past. You are completely recording over what could be a really great future by living in the past. And it sucks. And I've done it. I've had good moments, bad moments, moments that have made me cry, moments that have made me so emotionally messed up that I could not listen to certain Beatles songs when I wanted to cry in the corner. And it took me 8 years to get to the point where I could listen to that song and not cry in the corner because it reminded me of a really bad moment in my life. It reminded me of my real mom. And I didn't want to deal. I'm notorious for not dealing with stuff. But people, and I've had good experiences where it's like, I want to go back to that moment. It was good. I was happy. And you can't because it's not there anymore. It's like this wave in the ocean came and completely tore down my little sandcastle happiness string. Let's see, my sandcastle happiness, one of my sandcastle happiness dreams was Valentine's Day when I was 9 years old. I know that's a stupid thing to say that that was my sandcastle, but honestly, that was the best Valentine's Day I've ever had, even in a relationship. Yeah, every time I'm in a, it doesn't quite work. But I got cards, handmade cards by my class, and they meant the world to me. And I, when I moved, I ended up losing them. And but the memory of it, that was a good experience. It made me happy. Bad ones, my mom dying. Yeah, that was a really bad one. And because we had the same first name, I got declared legally dead. That's fine. It's really a great experience. Also, why people, I still think the reason why people go back to an experience is because it's a good experience, and when you're going through a bad experience, you want hope. A good experience when you're, hi Leslie, a good experience. A good experience when you're going through a bad experience, it gives you hope. You have this belief of it's going to get better. Is you just have this faith, like Scarlett O'Hara, you know, okay, her man dumped her, her daughter died, and she realized she wasn't in love with the man who took up most of the book, and then she's like, tomorrow's another day. That's the point of a good experience. A bad experience you go back to because you regret putting yourself in that situation. That's it. And 9 times out of 10, you know, there's like this little tiny Jimmy Cricket voice that tells you before you do it, that was, maybe you shouldn't do it. And then you don't listen because you think, okay, no, that's my insecurities talking. No, this is a great idea. And then it happens. Like, damn it. Or in the immortal words of Edward Rochester, my mother had me sit through the 4-hour version of Jane Eyre many a time. Damnation. That's the only thing. When everything's going on, it's like, damnation. And you go back to it. And another, just realize, another reason why people go back to it, they don't want it to happen again, even though they've, like, set it into motion by repeating it, like a cassette. Yeah, I'm going back to the early 90s by mentioning the C word cassette. Yeah, it's like playing it over and over, or the same, or that damn replay song, like, over and over, and it's like, damn it, and it just becomes this film or music that's, like, earwormed in, because you don't want to do it. But if you let it happen, it really does destroy it. And here's a great analogy. I thought of it last night because, you know, I'm an insomniac. So every now and then I don't sleep. And sometimes I can go a whole weekend without sleeping. Some sleeping pills don't help. The Holocaust. Nobody likes to talk about the Holocaust, but let's face it. If something as horrendous as a psycho wife of a general who is skinning people alive to make lampshades, if that can end, puts it in perspective. It ended. It was hard. It was the one of the worst things in recent history. I mean, people, mothers were watching their children being eaten by hungry dogs while having a bullet to their head. And it's like, if you go to your kid, we'll shoot them. And mothers are like hearing their children being ripped apart by like starved dogs. If that can end, whatever you're going through can end. I mean, if slavery can end. I mean, America's genocide of slavery, you know. Yeah, there are consequences of it, and we see it in the news. Or if the Trail of Tears can end, and these are people who are, like, pushed out of their homes, and if all this bad stuff can end, why can't whatever you're going through? Even though when you're going through it, it really does feel like a proverbial skinning. And I know I'm very, like, graphic with stuff, but I read Stephen King a couple of times in high school and middle school and Goosebumps. Yeah, reading Carrie on Donna is really fun. But the point is, it feels like it. It sucks. It hurts. It will, then maybe I'm giving myself a pep talk by talking about this stuff, but it will pass. Good, bad, great thing, they pass. Just don't. When they're passing and they will feel like kidney stones, and you don't, and you do want to drink, ironically enough, when it's bad, and you want to celebrate what a drink when it's good, don't forget the lesson. Just try. I mean, it's going to pop up in your head, and let it, and it's hard to hear, let it go, and, you know, sing the theme song of Frozen. When I say something, you're going through it, you don't really believe it. But eventually, it passes. It may pass like a small kidney stone when you drink a gallon of water. It may pass like you have to drink a frat boy under the table to, or you may have to have surgery to get that sucker out, but it will pass. And you don't want the good moments to pass, but they're sort of connected to the bad. And the key is remembering that. And maybe having true hope and faith that it will get better. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next decade. Let's face it, there's only like 4 years and some change left in this one. But hopefully it will. But yeah, the whole memory's gonna pass. It goes against nature if it doesn't, because as humans we only have an infinite amount of time on Earth. And yet, if you're really, 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 really pushing it, maybe 120 years. But I say, how many people live to be 120 years? How many people want to live to be 120 years old? I mean, most of your friends are dead. Your kids may or may not be dead. They may have Alzheimer's. They may not even remember you. And then another thing about moments. If you get Alzheimer's, you forget them anyway. I know, it sounds so bad. And considering my mom had dementia, I really shouldn't be like nonchalant about it, but really, it's going to pass. You might forget about it when you're dead. So, whatever. And this is Rambles, and I'm Anita. Another thing, oh my God, I've got like a minute and 30 seconds. The key in the whole moment, please. I just got beat for 90 seconds. Just remember the lesson. And it sucks. It really, really sucks, especially when you're trying to get the lesson out of bad and when it repeats itself. It's like, what steps did you take to prevent it? And then when you take a step and then it happens again, it's like, damnation. I want whiskey. I want to mix, like, some, like, Fireball whiskey with some apple vodka, but it's going to pass. It has to pass. It goes against nature. I mean, stuff has a time frame. But going through it, especially when it's bad, it sucks. And when it's good, you want to live through it forever. But, so just be in that moment. Be in the good, be in the bad. Just be and learn from it. And maybe if you have a camera, take a picture. Hopefully you'll get a picture of that moment. If not, it's over. Anyway, this is Rambles. I'm Anita. Thank you for tuning in. And I will have a show in 2 weeks. So hopefully I won't. And I have 10 more seconds. And hopefully I have a topic by then. Okay. Thank you and goodbye.